Star, St. Helena, California, October 14, 1909. Elder Star. Dear brother, I have seen representations of several locations in high altitudes that should be secured for sanitarium purposes. Your description of the property 48 miles from New York City seems to correspond to these representations. In such places, the air is bracing and induces deep breathing, which is very beneficial. And the offer of this property for $25,000 or less seems to be very reasonable. I hope that Dr. Kress and others will examine this piece of property. I would be in favor of purchasing it if it commends itself to the best judgment of our brethren who see it. I am pleased with the description you have given, and especially of the water privileges. Some improvements would doubtless have to be made, but these need not all be put in at once. Strict economy should be exercised. It seems to me that our people should be able to raise the amount necessary for its purchase and equipment for sanitarium use. Our cities are to be worked with the third angel's message. Notwithstanding the light that has been given, there seems to be but little accomplished so far. The place that we have just purchased here in California for our school contains wonderful advantages. It is situated on Howell Mountain, 5 miles from the sanitarium. There are over 1,600 acres of land in the property, 105 of which is good, arable land. There are 20 acres of orchard bearing apples, pears, plums, prunes, peaches, figs, grapes, and English and black walnuts. There are 30 acres of alfalfa. 45 tons of prunes have been gathered from the orchard this year, and 2,000 quarts of canned fruit were in the cellar when the place was purchased. The buildings are well planned and are completely furnished. There is an abundance of splendid water. The barn is filled with fine alfalfa hay. There are 20 good milk cows, 13 horses, and 6 colts, and vehicles of various kinds. We attended the dedication 2 weeks ago, and although I was very weak and weary, I took part in the exercises. The last report from the school was that there were about 70 students in the home, and more are coming in from time to time. We are thankful to God that He has enabled us to secure this valuable property for school purposes.